performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at unfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
That was The Marked Men with I Must Be Dead. Now you're listening to a brand new episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, coming to you live from the third floor of the University Center at the beautiful, beautiful, and quite dreary, quite windy University of Manitoba campus. It seems we have returned to winter after a brief stint of summer, but that seems to be the way it's been going lately. Will we ever get summer? Some mysteries will never be solved, it will seem. But we're predicting, I think, next week. Next week, it will be an average of around 18 degrees during the day. Exciting stuff, but who knows what will happen after that. I cannot get my hopes up. However, what does give me hope is post-pledgerama, post-everything. We managed to raise $41,744.20, which is absolutely incredible. Give it up for yourselves. This wonderful listener community really came together this time around, went above and beyond. Thank you for those who gave. Thank you to those who listened. Thank you specifically to those right now who gave to Post Everything and mentioned Post Everything specifically. It means a lot. It means a lot that there's a bunch of people who gave that I don't even know, whose names I didn't recognize, that there's people out there who really do care that much. Warms my heart a lot. And it warms my heart to know that there are those who listen who I don't know, who I haven't roped in, say, family and friends. That's hopefully not too bitter of a note to start on. These are dark times, which, you know, you've probably thought about a lot. So we're going to get into some nice dark music. I've recently discovered the joy of riding my bike around in this, what was once summery, beautiful weather. Now I don't ride my bike around so much on a day like this. But, you know, when it was kind of like summer a few days back, the joys of riding my bike around, one headphone in, listening to great, great music. This time around, I was trying to learn some history, specifically sludgy, doomy, droney kind of metal history. And there's an album that stuck out to me as very, very important, a lot of people talk about, but you can't find it on most streaming services. That is Lysol by the Melvins, which has a very iconic cover, iconic sound. Bit of an odd listen, as about half of it is covers, Alice Cooper and Flippers covers to be exact, but the parts that aren't covers were heavily, heavily influential in the creation of drone metal, which you might recognize from bands like Earth and Sun, sort of pioneering that sound, going back to the birth of that sound. It was like witnessing the dinosaurs be born or something like that. I don't know. Very important listen, but very, very hard to find. So I figured I'd serve up a couple of the tunes that really stuck out to me in this droney, sludgy landscape of music. I love this strange combo of huge walls of distorted guitar feedback clashing with the powerful, just propulsive, absolutely urgent drums. That's what sludge is all about, these huge walls of distortion mixed with these frantic head hits concrete violence of hardcore rhythm section. So without further ado, of course, this is the Melvins with the combo that started their album Lysol Hun Bunny with Roman Dog Bird.
Thank you.
That was the Melvins, or just Melvins as they actually are, with the opening tracks from their record Lysol, called Hun Bunny, or at least a portion of Hun Bunny, and Roman Dog Bird. Don't ask me what those titles or songs really mean. You might not like what there is to hear, partially because I don't even know what they mean. They're just such strange songs, but I love that sludge. Big, thick walls of fuzz and feedback almost threatening to drown you, but as you're drowning, you're getting like pummeled to death by these huge, huge drums and bass sounds. Home of these huge pummeling bass and drum sounds is Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. As I said, those songs came from Lysol, a very hard to find Melvins record from 1992, but very, very influential, apparently. The Melvins are one of those bands that even if you don't like the thought of them, you don't like their sound, you probably have to listen to them because they had influence over so many genres, over so many styles, and they're so insanely heavy in a strange way, in a way that's not so popular to do anymore, because they're kind of on the threshold of so many things. Like I said, they're sort of melodic, they're sort of hardcore, but they're just filled with these huge fuzzy feedback riffs that were later called sludge metal. So they're an important band to listen to, I think, even if you don't like them. And if you want to listen to that record, like I said, incredibly hard to find. Not on streaming of any kind, not even ripped on YouTube. Although there's a version on YouTube called What If Lysol by the Melvins was an EP, and it's pretty terrible because it cuts out a bunch of the tracks and speeds up certain parts, which is nonsensical to me, because the point of those songs is that they're slow, they're big, they're droning, they're ominous, they're chanting evil kind of sounding. Like I said, Hun Bunny is actually 11 minutes or so long, but I cut it down to 4 out of brevity and taste. I figured on your drive home or wherever you are, you don't want to listen to 11 minutes of guitar feedback and drone, but maybe you do. So if you want to find it, it's actually on SoundCloud only, and it's pretty poorly ripped. So for you audiophiles, you fidelity heads, you might have to sit out on this one. It's very, very grainy, but in my opinion, worth the listen. Either way, go check that out, Lysol on by the Melvins on SoundCloud. If you found it a little too slow, you like the heaviness, but it's too slow, they're not saying a whole lot, it's a bit agonizing if you're in a certain mood, I assume, like if you're, say, driving home from work, like I alluded to, I assume many of you are. You were just slaving away for 8 hours. You don't really want to listen to some slow walls of guitar sound. I've got you. How about instead of 11 to 13 minutes of very, very slow, heavy music, we listen to some very fast 5 minutes of music with some great new hardcore punk that I've discovered from all across the map, literally coast to coast, from Vancouver to Charlottetown, PEI. We're tracing our way there, starting with a band called Grotto from Vancouver, BC, the opening 2 tracks from their new record, Targeted Solution, which I think is an EP, but who knows anymore, called Thermally Annihilated and Lead Me to Paradise, following that up with some tracks by Close Talkers from Watertown, New York, and then Cell Death from Charlottetown, PEI. This is Grotto with Thermally Annihilated. We'll be right back. could not stop listening to those last two tracks. That was a band from Charlottetown, PEI, called Cell Death. Death spelled like Megadeth without the A. Two tracks called I Don't Belong Here and The Grind. Opening tracks from their upcoming record. I forget what it's called right now, but you can probably go look it up whenever is safe. You're probably driving, like I said before, so please don't Google things while you're driving. Before that, another band I've been fond of from Watertown, New York, called Close Talkers with Spectre from their upcoming record. I believe both records are coming out on May 15th, the same day. So mark your calendars. It's Close Talkers and Cell Death Friday, I suppose. Not a really good rhyme, but I'm sure you'll remember. Before that, Grotto from Vancouver with two tracks that opened up their new EP, Targeted Solution. The tracks are called Thermally Annihilated and Lead Me to Paradise. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Hopefully you got something out of your system there. Whatever was keeping you caged and enraged, some nice anti-fascist political hardcore punk all around, super duper heavy, a little bit opposed to the Melvins tracks I started things off with. I was going to say, as I was thinking about these tracks, that they were the opposite of the Melvins approach on their album Lysol. However, I wouldn't say opposite. I would say opposed, maybe diametrically, maybe on the different side of a spectrum. Both are super duper heavy and lean on these walls of guitar sound as force. But I think the Melvins kind of get lost in this huge hazy nonsense, whereas these tracks are pointed, they're to the point, and they feel like an attack. And they always have something to say, even if you can't understand it. What are the lyrics? I do not know yet. It's all shrouded in screaming and lo-fi. However, they're angry about something. That's all I know. Once again, we're going to slow things down a little bit. It's going to get fast at some point, but it's a slow crawl on the way there. A band I discovered through their KEXP session that came out a couple weeks ago, a band from Portugal, I believe, or Spain. I'm going to look it up. I know it's bad to mix them up. Anyways, act called Sadness makes great, great, heavy, blackened music out of their bedroom that borders on shoegaze, but it's pretty pummeling and pretty hazy, although it's pretty, pretty different from the KEXP session, and so it's a study in contrast in my mind. This is a track called Untitled 3 that I think came out 10 to 15 years ago, so in the grand scheme of all of Sadness's music, it's an older one, and it sounds straight out of the bedroom, but that's a quality I sort of like about it. It's very unpolished, very homespun, but still so incredibly heavy and has an incredible achiness to it. Without further ado, this is Sadness with Untitled 3. That was Untitled 3 by Sadness. I'm not sure where they're from. I said before this track I would try and figure out where this individual who makes music under the name Sadness is from, but I came up empty. There's a healthy amount of mystery surrounding this individual. I mean, their name is listed on their KEXP live session where I discovered them from, but it would seem that nothing else about them is really readily available. I believe that people have said they come from Portugal. They could be from Spain. They could be from anywhere around there, really. They could be from anywhere in the world. I could just be lied to and misled in so many different ways. The way I discovered this track, it was actually a different version, I believe, of the same song. Like I said, through this KEXP live session that came out a few weeks ago. Excellent session, but the song evolves entirely. They call it Blue in this session, and it has almost more of a traditional black metal kind of brute force feeling to it, but also the shoegaze dreaminess. It feels more filled out, more huge, more precise, more clean, of course, as it is in a true studio environment. However, I like the nakedness of the lo-fi feeling, that everything feels so exposed, so raw, so entirely human that you can feel what they are feeling, and it bleeds in. There's a soul in it that I don't think can be captured in later versions, almost as if it's like a time capsule or something. And that's part of the charm of lo-fi, I think. I think that's why so many modern producers, modern artists are chasing a lo-fi sound, even though it's become somewhat irrelevant making lo-fi music. Like, it's more about the nostalgia than it is about practicality. Whereas back when the song came out in 2015, it was still in the era of lo-fi out of practicality rather than aesthetic. I suppose that's the term I was looking for. Nowadays, lo-fi is sort of an aesthetic to be chased through plugins, through effects, through warping and changing and processing different sounds. Nowadays, it's so easy to get a clean sound, a clean signal into your laptop that lo-fi is like a novelty. Whereas back when this song came out, I do remember recording songs as a teenager in 2015, that lo-fi was just kind of the way it was, depending on how you recorded it, what knowledge you had, that you had to record it this way. Alex G and bands like Car Seat Headrest didn't make things lo-fi because they really, really wanted to, and they were charmed by its graininess and simplicity. Rather, they had to, or rather felt they had to, because their production capacities and recording capacities were so limited. Now they can get these huge, clean metal tones, especially with amp emulators, if they recorded it nowadays. But I will say, there is a huge charm to that bedroom-recorded metal sound. Also, black metal just sounds great lo-fi. That's why so many black metal fans joke about, like, true cult black metal being, like, recorded on a boombox back in, like, 1994. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Keeping things heavy for the rest of the hour. Quite a heavy episode I have planned out for Post Pledgerama. The Pledgerama broadcasts I did mostly were quite light, so I got some music to get out of my system. Next few tracks are anything but lo-fi. In fact, they have more in common with the political hardcore punk rock I played before this Sadness track. Their message is somewhat obscured by their danceable grooves and heavy, heavy bass lines and their overall oddity. You know, the oddness of it all. You'll see what I mean soon. If you get through the oddness, if you're all done dancing and you start listening, or maybe you're listening while you dance, who knows? I'm not so gifted. You'll see that a track like You're a Ghost by Downtown Boys is quite a protest song, followed by Show Me the Body with Dance in the USA, which is also quite danceable, but in a very different kind of heavy way. Once again, this is Post Everything. This is You're a Ghost, the new track by Downtown Boys.
Down and down. Yeah. Find a way. Yeah.
If there ain't no heaven, this is hell on earth. You can tell me ways, but only mine will work. 100 days a week, they play their tricks on you. It's a fool's game, but I ain't gonna lose. Dance in the USA. Dance for the dues paid. Sunshine's in hell, sunshine's in the city. Sunshine to the USA. Sunshine's in hell, sunshine's in the city. Yeah. You either get it, do you doing some fucking too? Time to choose. Get a move quick now, baby. Junkie gotta shoot. It's a fool's game, but I ain't gonna lose. Dance in the USA. Sunshine's in hell, sunshine's in the city. Sunshine's in the USA. Sunshine's in hell, sunshine's in the city. Come on up.
Dance in the USA, indeed. That was a strangely funky groove for a hardcore song. New single by Show Me the Body. Like I said, Dance in the USA. Before that, Downtown Boys with You're a Ghost. A couple of very danceable, very, very political tracks, if you listen closely, proving the age-old little chestnut. I forget who says this, but it's hard to dance in jackboots. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, but not for much longer, unfortunately. Only 10 minutes left, but I'm here every Monday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., so take some solace in that and don't touch that dial. Usually I like to end pretty soft, but as this was such a heavy episode, this is like the soft version of a heavy song, I suppose, as soft as a doom song can get. It's a song I've been in love with by a band called Yob, a song called Marrow. Yob has this tendency to end their albums with these really, really long, quite beautiful, like cosmic doom songs. Cosmic doom, not in the like Cthulhu, like Lovecraftian way, but it feels cosmic. It feels, what would you say? Not terrestrial, but, in space. Anyways, I'm feeling a lack of words. It feels like a doom metal version of the last two tracks of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, I suppose. Brain Damage and Eclipse, sort of that floaty, spacey, airy feeling, an out-of-body experience set to huge, crushing doom riffs, I suppose. You've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I've been your host, Corbin Friesen, and it's been an absolute pleasure. If you're waiting on pledge drive draws and incentives, they they are coming. I'm working on sample CDs for everybody who donated. If you are listening, draws are happening. You can find them on my Instagram pages, Corb's Fries and @HideTheFreezer, hide with a Y, freezer, like the kitchen appliance. Otherwise, I bid you adieu for now. Don't build walls where you don't have to. Love your neighbor, be kind, but take no poop. This is Yob with Marrow.
On May 15th, the band Crooked Ice releases their debut album Dark Stars on all streaming services. It features 11 tracks of heavy rock you weren't ready for and includes the track in the background, 1072. She was looking at that ticket for free. Mark June 4th down in your calendar and come see the band play the album front to back at the Osborne Tap House, joined by opening bands Color by Numbers and Flush. The weather will be warm, the past is full of dark stars, and soon, the future will be crooked. A
one-way ticket for loving me. We couldn't have done it without you. Pledgerama is in the books, and your support made it all possible. Every call, every donation, every bit of support added up, and it's what keeps UMFM going strong. What you give goes right back into the station, into the sound, into the equipment, and the programming you come here for. Once again, you came through for UMFM. We cannot say it enough, but thank you, friends. Your love and support means so much.
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM.
101.5 UMFM.
Here's Lemieux. The center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Mistake and a throw of puck right to the